You will hear the text. For each question, 1 to 10, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to look at questions 1 to 10.
Twenty-four, twenty-five, twenty-six. Is everybody on the bus now? Good. Hello, my name's Kirsty. That's K-I-R-S-T-Y. I'm your tour guide, and I'm going to tell you about our plans for the day. The weather forecast for today is good. The sun is shining, and there are no clouds and no rain, so you don't need your raincoats. In about 10 minutes, when the driver arrives, we are leaving for Stratford, where the famous English writer William Shakespeare was born more than 400 years ago. The drive to Stratford takes about 2 hours, and we arrive at 1 o'clock in time for lunch at the Bluebell restaurant. After lunch, you have the afternoon from 2 until 6 to look around the town. You can walk along the riverbank and feed the swans, or you can go shopping. There are plenty of interesting shops on Henley Street, which is one of the oldest streets in the town. You can see the house where Shakespeare was born on this street. On the same street, there are many pavement cafes and street entertainers. You can sit and drink cola and watch dancers, acrobats and fire eaters. Another interesting place to visit is the place where Shakespeare died. It's called New Place. Next door to New Place is a museum where you can spend a happy hour or two. At 6:30, we're all meeting at the Courtyard Theatre to see Shakespeare's famous play, Antony and Cleopatra, about love and war in ancient Rome and Egypt. After the play, we can all meet in the cafe before we get on the bus. We're leaving no later than 10:30, and we get back to the hotel after midnight. I hope you all enjoy your day in Stratford. Sit back now and enjoy the journey.
Now listen again.
Twenty-four, twenty-five, twenty-six. Is everybody on the bus now? Good. Hello, my name's Kirsty. That's K-I-R-S-T-Y. I'm your tour guide, and I'm going to tell you about our plans for the day. The weather forecast for today is good. The sun is shining and there are no clouds and no rain, so you don't need your raincoats. In about 10 minutes, when the driver arrives, we are leaving for Stratford, where the famous English writer William Shakespeare was born more than 400 years ago. The drive to Stratford takes about 2 hours. And we arrive at 1 o'clock in time for lunch at the Bluebell restaurant. After lunch, you have the afternoon from 2 until 6 to look around the town. You can walk along the riverbank and feed the swans, or you can go shopping. There are plenty of interesting shops on Henley Street, which is one of the oldest streets in the town. You can see the house where Shakespeare was born on this street. On the same street, there are many pavement cafes and street entertainers. You can sit and drink cola and watch dancers, acrobats and fire eaters. Another interesting place to visit is the place where Shakespeare died. It's called New Place. Next door to New Place is a museum where you can spend a happy hour or two. At 6:30, we are all meeting at the Courtyard Theatre to see Shakespeare's famous play, Antony and Cleopatra, about love and war in ancient Rome and Egypt. After the play, we can all meet in the cafe before we get on the bus. We're leaving no later than 10:30, and we get back to the hotel after midnight. I hope you all enjoy your day in Stratford. Sit back now and enjoy the journey.
Now you have 30 seconds to put down your answers.